We are continuing our shiurim on the Shah Kavanot. We are in the Inyan of Bet Knesset and on page Kuf Chaf Gimel of Tivav Kavanot. Vida, says Ariza, ki af api she hakavana zo kolelet bekol hayamim, or bekol shlosha zmanei tefilot bekol yom kniska, im kol ze yesh shinui acher, vehu, כי אף הפי שבכל יום תכוון אל שם הנזכר, אם כל זה ביום ראשון של שבועות תכוון בפרטות אל עוד אחת של שם הזה מתכוון, כי עוד זה גובר ביום הזה באופן זה, כי עוד א' גובר ביום ראשון של שבוע, עוד ב' בעוד ביום שני של שבוע, עוד ג' ביום שלישי של שבוע, עוד י' ביום רביעי של שבוע, ועוד ת' ביום חמישי של שבוע, ועוד סדי ביום שישי של שבוע, ועניין הכוונה הזו תכוון בכל שלושה תפילות. יום ראשון תכוון כי עוד א' גוברת וכן עזר זה בשאר הימים. So what did we learn last time? Now, as we're coming to shul, we have to say this pasuk ברוב חסדיך. Sorry. Bebet Elokim, Neler Beragesh. Now, Ragesh is the gematria of Gitat, which is the first line in Anav Koach. And he's adding on another little part over here, is that every tefillah and every day you have to mechaben this. But there's an extra part, is that as you mechaben on, for example, Yom Rishon Sunday, you mechaben on the Aleph of the Avagitats. Yom Sheni, on the Monday, Yom Mechaven on the base of the Avagitats. Gimel for Gimel. Yud for Yom Revi. And then onwards, Tav, Yom Chamishi, and then the Tzadi of Avagitats, Yom Mechaven especially for Yom Shvi. Let's continue. Gam הנכנס בית כנסת ביום שבת מה יחבן? No, so far what do we have? The first 6 days, but what are we going to מחבן on יום השבת? So he says, והואיל ועתה דעתה לידה. Now that we've come to this, we've explained all three different כוונות of this possible נלך ברגש. Now we have to explain what we're going to מחבן on שבת, because Avgitat is only 6 letters connected to the first 6 days of the week, but what about שבת? יום שבי נגמר גם הכוונה ביום שבת, כי תכוון ביום ההוא אל שם מב אחרון הנקרא שקוציץ, כי שם זה גובר בכולם ביום שבת, הוא נחלק לשלוש החלקות. כיצד? בליל שבת קודש כנס לבית כנסת תכוון לשתי אותיות ראשונות של השק, בבוקר יום שבת תכוון לשתי אותיות מסוד וו צדי, המנחה תכוון לשתי אותיות אחרונה יוטט. As we look at the Anav Koach, which is an abbreviation of Avgitat, we're going to skip down to the last line of the Anav Koach. When you look at the last line of Anav Koach, you see that there is a pasuk over there that starts with a shin and a kuf and a vav and a tzadi and a yud and a tav, right? So that is abbreviation for what I just said, and we're going to use that abbreviation for Shabbat. So the same kavanas that we had during the weekday we're going to be using, except instead of using the top line of Anav Koach, you're going to be using the last line of Anav Koach. Now we know Shabbat as 3 tefillot. Lel Shabbat, and then Yom Shabbat, and then Mincha. So we're going to take those 6 letters. Shin Kuf is going to be represented the first kavanah. So you're going to shul again, putting your hand on the mezuzah. Mechaven Nerech Beragesh, and you're going to mechaven especially on the Shin Kuf, the first 2 letters of this pasuk, and then. That's in the night time, Friday night. And then Shabbos morning we're going to shul on the Vav Tzad, the next 2 letters. And then finally in Mincha, as you walk into shul for Mincha Shel Shabbat, you're going to mechav on the Yutet, the last 2 letters of this, of the last Pasuk in Anav Koach. אל תכוון בליל שבת שתי אותיות שין קוף. הנאו כוונה איז לפי שבלילה נקרא מלכות חקל. It's a field. We know that well, I'll read and then I'll translate. Friday nights, there's reference again to this pasuk, the last pasuk in Ani Bekoach. Shebelayla nikra malchut chakal. We know on the night time, Friday night especially, that malchut has a new name called chakal. Shechibu arba shemot avaya eke avaya adnut. When you put these four holy names together, you have the gematria of chakal, 138. But rather, we're not really actually looking for the gematria, but rather we're looking at the fact that she's a chakal, she's the field. Shachrit nekra malchut tapuchim. In the morning she changes her name to, she adds a name called tapuchim. Mincha nekra kadishim. In the morning she's called kadishim. And we know that Friday night before Kiddush, we often say, a lot of people say, chakal tapuchim kadishim. In the zmirot that the Ariza instituted, this is a reference to malchut. On the three different stages of Friday night, Shabbos morning, and then mincha. Hine b'layla ole malchut l'nitzachon yisod shel za, then yisod shin, yisod kuf, k'muvah atzleinu, v'ze yisod shabbat, shin, shin, bat, ki malchut anika bat, ola el nitzachon yisod, yisod anika shin. So we know that Shabbat is spelled Shin Bet Tav. Now, what does that represent? It's very interesting. Shin Bet Tav. So, Bet Tav is Bat, is a daughter. Shin, we look at Shin as three vavs inside. Three vavs is a reference to the three lower sfiras of Zah, which is Yesod, Netzachod, Yesod. Again, a reference to the transferal of the Shefa of the Naidiza into Nukva. So we're being Mechames. We're being Mechames on Friday night already. This in and of the transfer of the three main elements of Za going into Nukva, which is called the Bat. That's Shabbat. That's the Shabbat. excuse me. So I'm just going to read out here the Tiva Kavanot in Od Ayin Tet, and explains over here. She'anahid zam rumazim b'shtei otiyot elu shen shun shin kaf. Kiva shemachud ole b'leil Shabbat l'nahid zam nikra shak. Lechaven lechen lechaven lechaven b'leil Shabbat shtei otiyot shikak b'shem shekutzit. This is Shabbat that we have the three lines, which represents the three inyanim of the Naidiza, which goes into the Nukva, the Esses field of Nukva, which is Rachel. Betzim. Okay, so that's Friday night. So Friday night, as you're coming in, Lav Davka coming in too, but rather Friday night in general, we're talking about the growth of Nukva now. The way Nukva grows is by Zah giving over his Nai into Nukva. The Nai is represented by the Shin of Shabbat, the Shin of three lines in the Shin representing Netzachot Yisod, and the last two letters of Shabbat, which is Bat, is reference to Nukva. So this is a reference to the first two letters of this pasuk, the last pasuk in Ani Bekoach, which is as we explained, Shin Kuf Vav Tzadi Yutet. Now, mincha, he jumps to mincha. Yichaveh b'shtei otiyot yutet, which is the last two letters. Ki az hi nikra kadishin kinizka. Nukva now grows to stage of kadishin. Now, the kadosh says Arizal, hu gematria yutet, fits very nicely. as we'll explain the last two letters in the Apostle of Koach, which is Yutet, that's the exact same gematria of Kadosh, because she's called Kadishin. So Tet Yud Nimin Shebereshet Zav, because we know there's 410 hairs on the head of Zav, which hairs is always a reference to a pipes which flow down, the flowing down of Shefa from a higher source to a lower source, and that's going from Zaz Nimin to Nukva. Gam tzarech lichavem b'kitzur kol ze b'layla shlosh b'layla shlosh pa'amim l'omrim v'yichulu. Now for some reason, I don't know why, the reason I explained to us what happens on Shabbat morning, but it seems to be obvious, it's mechaber in the Vav Tzadi, but he does not give us, unfortunately, the kavanas for the Vav Tzadi. Okay, I'll call upon him. Let's continue. Now, there's a new kavan over here. Gam tzarech lechaven b'kitzu kol ze b'layla shlosha pa'amim o'omrim v'yichulu. We know there's a halacha that Shabbat you have to say v'yichulu three times. This is brought down already in Shulchan Aruch. What are the three times? One during Lachash, you say v'yichulu in Friday night. One be Chazal Zashat, we say v'yichulu all together. And then another v'yichulu in Kiddush. Those are the three halachas, the three times the halacha tells us we have to say v'yichulu. And also in Kabbalah, there's a special reference to this. Here, v'yichulu arishon yichaven ba'otiot shin. לפי שאז נצח עוד יסוד הזה הם שלושה ענפי עוד שין נעצים אורחים האלה ובאיחולו השני יחווהם בעוד קוף כי אז היא נקרא תפוחים לפי שלושה מוחים שלן נעשה להעתה יותר מלמעלה והוא מחסד גבוה תפארת שבזה וסוד שלושה אבות שבכולם נרמזים בקוף כי ביצחק הזקוף יעקב הזקוף כבר נמצא בהם עוד קוף ממש ואברהם נרמז נרמז בו במה שהוליד בקוף שנה and Avram Avinu, where's the Kuf in Avram Avinu? But the fact that he was born, that he gave birth after 100 years, that's also the Kuf. וכן נצח עוד יסוד עצמו נעשים Kuf שהם שלושה פעמים לג 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 בקבלתם אתה שפע מן החסד גבורה תפארת כמו באצלנו in the Pri Yetz Chaim. Okay, so again, there's a lot of information here. Let's go slowly. So now the second kavan over here, again, we have to say Vayichulu three times. He's explained to us already in the first kavana of Vayichulu. Again, we're working in tandem with the main shefa of the Anav Koach, which is the last line, which is that abbreviation which starts with Shin. Okay, now as we work with every single letter, that's going to be a reference to the three Vayichulus. So the first group is Shin Kuf, second group is Vav Tzadi, and the third group is Yutav. So in the first Vayichulu, we're going to use the first letter, the first two letters, which is Shin. Why Shin? What does Shin have to do with the Shefa coming down from Zayin into Nukva? Because again, it represents the three Sfirot of Netzach Hod Yesod. What's the Kuf? Again, we're working with the first two letters, Shin Kuf. What's the Kuf have to do with it? The Kuf is a reference for the three Avot, as you explained there. The Zohar is very makpid that you should always connect with the Zchut Avot in order to help you in all things. So the Zchut Avot over here is seen in the form of Kuf. Why Kuf? Because in the name of Yitzchak you have a Kuf, in the name of Yaakov you have a Kuf, and even in Avram you have a reference to Kuf, because he started giving birth after 100 years. Those are the Kufs that we find connection with the Avot. And that's a connection with the first two letters of the Anav Koach of the Shabbat Chelek, with the Shin and the Kuf. Now I'm going to read you the Tiva Kavanot in Tzadi Gimel. Ve'em sot shlosha avot שהחגת שבזה הוא רמזים בשלוש אבות, כי אברהם הוא כנגד חסד, יצחק כנגד גבורה, יעקב כנגד תפארת. So we're going to go from a stage of Nai, and now we're going to bring down Sheva from Nai into, from the Chagat into the Nai, higher stage. שבכולם זה זמן לקוף, each one has a kuf inside, and then he says in Sadi Zayin, Old Tam Shibai Chulu Asheni Yesh Lechaveh Be'ot Kuf. There's another reason why you have to mechave in Kuf, because there's a Shin we explained, that's Keneged Netzach on Yosod. And now the reason, another reason why Kuf is, says Ariza, because it's divided to three lugs, which is 33 times 3 is 99. That's close to, plus the kolel is 100. That's a reference to the kuf. Ba'ofen shemechalkim et kuf lenahi de zah shem shlosha sfirot v'nimsa shemenetza mikabel lag, hod mikabel lag, yisod mikabel lag. Because what's happening here is that the shefa of Netzach Hod Yesod of Zah, as we always know, is going down to Nukva. Now, what empowerment is that? Excuse me. What type of shefa is going down? So he's saying in Netzach, there's 33 there. In Hod, there's 33 there. And it, Sod, you saw there's 33 there, a power of 33, lag, that all culminates in 100, the power of 100. And that's again power of the Ana B'Koach. The Ana B'Koach is coming in, streaming down the first two letters, specifically the second letter of the Ana B'Koach, which is the Kuf, is streaming down from the Nai Alza, which is inside the Nai Alza, which is going into Nukva. And that's divided into 33, 33, 33. That's the kuf. That's the kavana you have to have in the kuf. The kabbalata mata shefa. Where is he receiving it from? He's receiving it from himself, from the chagat of him. Now, that's all by chula sheni. By chula shlishi, chavem bechokma bina daat sheem yoter lionim. Or be kol kutz, tav tzadi nimim keminyan kadosh. Now, what does he say? Remember that there are three vaychulus, and the last vaychulu is keneged the last two letters of this pasuk that we're referring to, the last pasuk of Gan Bekoach, which is tav yud 410. As we said before, the 410 is a reference to the 410 hairs, which on the moach, which is on top of Zah, which is streaming down from Zah into Nukva. So let's read now the Tiva Kavanot in Kuf Aleph, that in the third Ana B'Koach we're going to be, the third Avay Chulu, we're going to be streaming down from a higher level of Zah, which is called the Chabad Zah, which is Yot Elyon. And he says the Chabad Shel Zah Yesh Tav, over there the Chabad, which is reference to his head, specifically a reference to his hair, which there is 410 hairs, which is the Gematria of Kadosh. Lachen Tzirichim Lechavim Be'oto Otaz Sha'a Be'ot Yotav Tzadi Shel Shin Kuf Tzadi Vav Tzadi Yutet. That's very important, that you should mechaven to bring down the shefa from this higher sphere there. So let's just go over this very quickly. So in this kavana of the three vaychulus, what we're doing over here is that basically bringing down shefa in the first vaychulu, as we were repeating the first vaychulu, bringing down from the Nahi Azam, as we explain the connection with the Ana B'Koach. When you say the next Vaychulu, you're bringing down the Shefa from the Chagat of Zah. And then finally, when you say the final Vaychulu in Kiddush, you're going to be bringing down the Shefa of the Ana B'Koach in the Vaychulu from the Chabad of Zatz, specifically the Tav Yud, the 400 Nimim of Zatz. So that's clear? You're working from lower to higher. Let's continue. Od Yitze Kavanat Inyan Barucha Ubiyo Inyan Ze Hu Belev Shabbat. What we're going to be doing, we're working with the Lev Shabbat. Omrim Shnei Pamim Baichulu. Arishon B'Tfilat Arvit, Vasheni Hu Achei Amida Omrim B'Kol HaKal Yachad. Sham Od Yadicha Ki Baichulu Arishon Hu Romez B'Malchut Sh'Olei Ad Netzach Od Yisod Shezda. Biyon Yehu B'Mashi Mibayer B'Tfilu Ki Netzach Od Yisod Shel Ima. הם הולכים אל הזה והם מתפרשים בכל זה שלושה פרקים אחרונים מהם שהם נאי של זה ואלו נעשים אתה הולכים אל הנוגבה מלכות וכנגד זה העלייה תכוון בעוד שין של שין קובב שיקוצית כנודע, כי עוד שין נחלקת לשלושה אבבים שיש בטור השין עומדים לנטע עוד יסוד והנה שלושה אבבים הם עולים בגמטריה יוד חץ וזה סוד כל סייף שדה לכוון וכל ויחל לכוון כי אתה במלכות נקרא חקל שהוא תרגום של שדה והוא סוד הנטע עוד יסוד הנזכן נקרא שיח השדה. Beautiful. Okay, so this is another kavanah. Baruch Hashem, we're not going to be bored. Shabbat, we have what to mechaber. So I'm going to explain to you what the tiva kavanot in Kuf Dalet. He says as follows: Ki Baruchul Rishon Ne'ama B'Tfilat Amida B'Lachash B'Lel Shabbat Oleh V'Nugval. This is another kavanah, meaning like this: as you sing the first Baruchulu, you're going to imagine that Malchut is a Nekuda Kitana, one little sfira called the Malchut. She's going to grow to the height of Netzach Od Yisod of Zah. That's what you're doing on the day you're saying Vaychulu, first Vaychulu. And he explains in Kufay, Shezah tzarich lekabel el mochim shel ima. Ve'enu yuchol lekablam, elim keim, mluvashim bekeli na'id ima. Now in order for this to have any effect whatsoever, of Nukva going to the Naidi Zah, it has to be the Zah that actually Ima preempted her Halbash into Zah and gave him Mochim in order that he should be able to give Mochim to Nukva. So he meaning Ima put her Nahi into Zah, gives him fuel, gives him Shefa. And by doing that, when Malchut goes up to the Naid Zah, she now will be able to receive the Shefa that once upon a time was received by Zah from Ima.
V'Naid Ima Nechlag Kol Echad Me'el Shlosha Parakim Nishash Morchim Gdala B'Shem V'Naid Ima Nechalikim Shlosha Parakim Hine Shlosha Parakim Elyonim Naid Zah Roshot Ima Roshot Bitoch HaMitzvah Shem Roshot Dizah Vechabad Zah ואתה בעת אמירת ויחולו הראשון באמצע תפילה את עמידת מלאכה שמקרבים את המלכות את המוחים של האינזה כנגד העלייה הזו של מלכות מקרבים לו אורון נעיד איזה שם מדבר שמוכן כדי נעיד אמימה. So at that point in time, when how is this seen in the Sidur, for example, in the Rashash? So we're going to bring the Shin again. Shabbat, you're always working with the last line of the Ana B'Koach, which is represented by the abbreviation of Shin, Kuf Tzadi, Vav Tzadi Yutet, these six letters. So the first letter again was Shin. Again, Shin has three lines in it to make it a Shin. Three lines represent the Nahi. The Nahi, but in this particular Kavanah, we're going to have a reference not to the Nahi, the Zab, but rather the Nahi, the Ima. This is the Nahi, the Ima, which is entering into the ninth spirit of Zah. Da'ar esh lo shavavim em olim gematri yudchet. Now if you add the six vavs of the shin together, you have 18. 18. What does that spell? That spells shmona esru. V'so kol asir v'sadeh zu, so the pasuk siach asadeh. דיינו ששלושה אבבים שבועות שיעים הם עולים גמרתכה שיח ידבם שיח. Because the Pesach says Siach B'Sadeh. How do you spell Siach? Siach is Shin and then Yud Ches. Shin represents the Shefa of the Anu B'Koach. Shin has three Vavim. The three Vavim, the Gematria is Yud Ches. That's the Shin and the Yud Ches. That's Siach B'Sadeh. The Siach B'Sadeh. Lachein Techaven Ki Ata B'Malchut Nikra Chakal. And we know at the beginning of the night, Friday night, Malchut grows to a level which is called Chakal. Chakal, which is the Targum of Chakal, is Sadeh, a field. Therefore, why are you saying Vaychulu, the first Vaychulu? That is a reference to Malchut, which is she's a field. That's the sod of Nezu Chakalu, sod Naideza, which is a reference to this Naideza, which is entering into the Malchut, Nikra Siach Hasade. Vechakalu Siach Hasade, Mechomizin Lenaideza, Vichaveh Shemalchut Mekabel Lenaideza, Shem Chakal, Vesiach Hasade. Achem Gam Malchut Nikra Chakal, Vesiach Hasade, Shema. So Zah is called Chakal. From the remez of Siach. So without that, we know that Malchut is receiving Shefa. From Zah, which is Chakal. Therefore, she also becomes Chakal. That's the remez of the Pasuk. Okay, it's a little complicated. Maybe we have to do a little bit of Chazara. But this is a beautiful remez in the first Vaychulu. And then tomorrow, Bezat Hashem, will continue in the next two Vaychulus. Okay, we'll stop it now for now.